Time now for this week's homily by Reverend Andrew Greeley.
July 13th, the 15th Sunday in Ordinary Time. It can hardly be said that your typical up-to-date parish travels light. It has voicemail and a computer web page, and 70 or so organizations, and several committee meetings, and a full parking lot every night, and big athletic and drama programs, and a large lay staff, and a budget that runs to 6 or 7 figures every year. It's not exactly the sort of community you would pick up and move across the country without a moment's notice. So would Jesus, who told us to travel lightly, really approve of such a parish? None of this is necessarily bad. However, today's liturgy reminds us that once again we must not permit ourselves to become so deeply involved with the means to ends that we ignore the ends. Once upon a time, a faculty was packing their huge and dangerous SUV for a 2-week vacation. There were two parents, two kids, two smaller kids, and one little gorgeous 5-month-old baby who giggled and smiled at everyone. There were a lot of things to pack into the SUV. The beach toys for the small kids, which could have filled an ordinary car. The sports equipment for the big boy, who would go on vacation because he was prepared for basketball, football, and soccer. Clothes for the older girl and the mom, who would only travel with clothes so they would be ready for a week of formal dances and dinners as they piled stuff into the SUV. The mother gave the baby in her car seat to the big girl, who put her on the lawn next to the van. Well, eventually the SUV was loaded, and there was just enough for the room for the family to climb in. They had gone 2 miles when the mother counted noses and came up one short. One, and it was a baby nose they were short on. So they turned around and raced back to find the baby, and I won't go tell you about how terrified they were. And the worst thing was, when they got back, the baby's car seat was empty. Had she crawled away? Had somebody kidnapped her? They were about to call the police when 2 teenage girls in the house next door appeared with a baby who was grinning and smiling and giggling happily. "We saw her out here in the car seat and figured we'd take care of her till you came back." They made room in the car for the car seat and all the other mess. The babies smiled contentedly, yawned, and promptly went to sleep. It was a very quiet ride to the lake.
That was a homily by Reverend Andrew Greeley. You can read this and other homilies by Reverend Greeley by visiting his website at agreeley.com. That's AGREELEY.com.